Blog Talk Radio.
An all-access football exclusive.
Welcome to our Player Spotlight, brought to you by NFLDraftBible.com. I'm Kenny Franick from College Football Insiders. Today I'll be joined by Jason Fox, the left tackle from the U. That's right, today it's all about the U, baby, Miami. Hey, Jason, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, not a problem, man. All right, so we got to go right to the Super Bowl. You know, the biggest game of the year, the most watched show ever on television. You being in Miami, I don't know if you were in Miami at that time, but if you were, I got to know what the atmosphere was like.
Oh, I was. I've been in Miami all week. I actually trained in Aventura, Florida with Pete Bomarito, and it was crazy. All the pro guys were coming back down here to hang out for the Super Bowl, and it was just a crazy atmosphere all week. And I didn't go to the game, but it was definitely a crazy game. And I'm happy for Shockey and Vilma, the former Canes, that got a ring this year.
Okay, so considering that the Saints had all the ex-Miami players for the most part, I mean, were you rooting for them?
I actually talked to Reggie Wayne a couple of weeks ago, so I would have been happy for all those guys. I really didn't have I wasn't really pulling for any one of those teams. I was just wanting to watch a good game, and I'm just happy those guys got a ring this year.
Were there more Saints fans there? Because you know, if you watch ESPN or any of the coverage, you know, pregame, it looked like it was flooded with New Orleans fans there.
Oh yeah, there were Saints fans everywhere. Everywhere you turned, there was guys staying in my hotel just decked out in Saints gear. But the Colts had a lot of fans down here too. I wasn't at the game. I'm sure it was a crazy atmosphere though.
Did you do anything fun for the game, or just kind of hang out with friends and, you know, eat the normal junk food as every average person does?
No, I just hung out with watched the game with friends, and I didn't go too crazy with the junk food. I'm still trying to lean up for the combine, so I've pretty much watched what I eat, and I'm watching what I eat actually really carefully now, and it's already helped paying off, and it's going to continue to do it for these next couple months.
Good. That was almost like a trick question. You can't be throwing out there that you're eating nothing but burgers and French fries during the Super Bowl, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I haven't touched French fries or a burger or anything like that in a long time. I can't even remember. I'm eating really healthy with and it's definitely helped me lean out, and I'm maintaining my weight, even gaining weight, but it's definitely a lot leaner muscle mass, and it's a lot better weight that I can carry.
So as far as you know, improvements, I mean, is there anything particular that you're working on while you're training down there in Florida?
Just get as strong as I can and improve my strength as much as possible, and to maintain my weight. I'm around 310 right now, or even gain a couple pounds, but through working out and eating right, to make that better weight and lower my body fat and improve my muscle mass and get as strong as I can for the combine and my pro day.
Have you cut any time off your 40 time? I read in an interview that you did last, it looked like your 40 time, your quickest one was like a 5.1, I believe it was.
That I did that last summer. I actually had knee surgery. I actually missed the last two games this year because of knee surgery, so I'm rehabbing that, and I'm way ahead of schedule with that. I haven't trained too much. I've trained in the water and on an anti-gravity treadmill, and I'm getting out there starting to move around a little bit, but I'm not timing full speed my 40 yet, so I'll test my pro day for my 40.
Okay, so are you gonna skip the combine altogether? Are you gonna go there and do like the bench, anything that you can do that doesn't require you to put any weight on that knee?
Yeah, I'm gonna go there to interview and to bench and to get cleared by all the medicals, by all the team's medical staff. Like I said, my knee is way past where they expected me to be at this point. It feels great. I'm already moving around really well, and I'm only two months out of surgery, and it feels great. And so I expect to pass all the team's medical reviews with flying colors, and hope to throw up big numbers on bench and interview real well at the combine. And then our pro day is March 26th at Miami, so I hope to put on a show there when it comes to running too. So
it said that you had to get your knee cleaned out. I put the clean part in quotes. So, I mean, that kind of throws a flag. Did you get a knee scope? Is that exactly what you had?
It was a very minor surgery. It wasn't a scope. They just, from normal wear and tear of playing 4 years and 47 games for the University of Miami, it kind of takes a toll on a lineman's knee sometime. And I played with it all year. And by the time the end of the year rolled around, the coaches told me that it was time for me to look forward to my future and get it cleaned out. And I had to miss the last two games of the season. I wish I could have played them. I was begging to play in them, but the team's doctors and my coaches recommended me to get the surgery.
And since you're in Miami, and I know you are from Fort Worth, Texas, the question always pops up, why Miami? I mean, Texas is known for football. They got UT there, Texas Tech, TCU, Texas A&M. I mean, why not any one of those schools?
Are you kidding me, man? Miami is – that's the place to play football. It's the most competitive college football atmosphere there is, with all the tradition, the history, the national championships won there, the amount of players they send to the pros, the All-Americans, everything. And when I visited there, all they preached to me was the competition level. You're going to play at the highest level of competition, and that's what I wanted. I like competing. I like pushing myself. I like going up against the best because it's going to make me the best. And I went to Miami for two reasons: to win a national championship, and you know, that didn't, we all know that didn't happen, but, and to play in the pros, because Miami sends a lot of guys to the pros, and it's been a dream ever since I was little to be a professional football player, and I'm on my way to succeeding in that goal.
And since you know a lot about the U, did you watch that documentary on ESPN, the 30 for 30, the U? Did you watch that?
I did. I actually TiVo'd it and watched it a couple times, actually.
Yeah, I told you before, I'm a diehard U fan, so I always got to ask, you know, what you thought of it, because I thought it was incredible. By far the best 30 for 30 out there so far.
I thought it was good. I you know, being around and talking to a lot of those guys in person, I knew a lot of those stories, but it showed what was going on during that time and how those guys pulled together and how they played with such chemistry. A lot of people call it swagger, but they played together, and they went out and they just played football, and they had a lot of success doing it. And that was that's just how it was back then.
And you weren't the only offensive lineman at the U that kind of got some praise. You played alongside fellow lineman Orlando Franklin. Any thoughts on his play or his upside?
Oh, Orlando has all the potential in the world. He's he's just a massive guy, very strong, very athletic guy, and it's nice playing beside him. We were a very dominant left side, not only for UM, but I don't know if there was a better left side in college football. I mean, with his knowledge of the game, he's a very experienced junior this year, and I mean, he can only continue to get better and better, and I think he's going to impress a lot of people next year and even the years after that.
And, you know, even though you guys were a strong left side, I mean, being in the ACC, I mean, you went up against some monster defensive lineman, Derek Morgan, to be exact, for Georgia Tech. I mean, what's your thoughts on his play? I mean, was he the hardest person you've gone up against in your career, or is there someone tougher?
He's definitely a good player. I'm not going to take anything away from him. He was a good player, but with one of the fortunate things going to the University of Miami, I see good players every day in practice. Calais Campbell is now with the Cardinals. I went up against him every day for, you know, 2-3 years. And Baraka Atkins, my freshman year. Eric Moncourt is going to come out this year. Just that when you go up against those type of players in practice every day, it's game time is different. It's easier. It's, I mean, I've gone up against several guys. We played Oklahoma this year with Jeremy Beal and Austin English. We played Virginia Tech with Jason Worlds. We played and probably the best defensive end I've gone against was my freshman and sophomore year. I started against Chris Long. And I thought he was a heck of a player, but he didn't get a sack or a pressure on me, and I held my own. But to give him credit, he definitely is a good player.
And the Orange Bowl, I mean, what are your thoughts on moving into Landshark Stadium? I mean, you're talking about going from, like, a historical site in sports, call it sports specifically, to a brand-new stadium, which everyone always likes the word new, but when you're leaving something with so much history, I mean, what was it like? Did it feel like playing at home still, going into that new stadium?
It was. It's definitely different, and it doesn't have the history yet of what the Orange Bowl had. And but that being said, I'm sure the fans like the new stadium better. It's in much better condition. Maybe not so much the diehard fans who's been going to Canes games all their life and love the tradition of the Orange Bowl, but just the facilities and everything at Landshark, I think it's even a new name now, Sun Bank or something, it's incredible. The locker room's nice. I went to the Pro Bowl and sat in the stands for, I think, one of the first times there, and it was, I mean, the facilities there are incredible.
All right, and I got to ask you, in 2008, you scored a touchdown on a tackle throwback play against Florida State. I mean, your arch rival. I got to ask you, did you keep the ball?
I tell you what, I didn't keep the ball. If we would have won that game, then I would have found that ball and kept it no matter what. I would have wrestled it from anybody. But, I mean, it's always been my dream. I promise you that play ran through my head a million times before that game, because Coach promised me we were gonna run it, and I always the night before I dreamt of that play winning the game for us, and you know it came down late in the fourth quarter, and it didn't win the game for us. It just gave us a chance to win the game, and unfortunately we didn't win the game. But looking back at the end of my career, it's pretty cool to not say you scored a touchdown. Not many offensive linemen can say that.
Definitely, definitely. Well, we like to close out the interview with a segment we like to call Three and Out. It's just three quick little questions that, you know, just give an answer, anything that pops into your head, go for it and shout it out. All right, first down, other than being a football player, like, what would your dream job be?
I would have to say a basketball player or something. I'm just a competitive guy. I love to play sports. In high school, I played football, basketball, baseball, track. I did it all. I lettered in all of those. I'm just a very competitive guy, and I've always got to be playing sports.
All right, second down. Do you have some dance moves? Are you a pretty agile guy out there on the dance floor?
Yeah, I'll probably keep them to myself, but I'll say I have some moves.
Oh, you're just a show yourself your own moves type of guy at home, huh?
No, I'm just not the type of guy that likes to go dancing and get out there. But
I hear you, man. I'm the same way. I'll watch from the sidelines. I'm a sideline watcher. I'd rather watch
dance.
I get a kick out of
it. I'll let someone else embarrass themselves.
All right, third down. What ex-Miami player do you see down in Miami the most?
Ooh, that's a good one. I see a bunch of them all the time. Shoot, that's a hard one, because we see so many. I mean, every summer I see Vernon Carey, Brian McKinney, they come work out with us. Vilma, Reggie Wayne, they're always there working out themselves and then pushing the guys still on the team to continue to get better. Just for me to pick just one would kind of be hard and unfair to all the guys that come back.